say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
You're listening to Nightlife with Suzanne Hill on ABC Radio.
Like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye.
Nightlifers, it is time for us to play the Mighty Challenge on this Friday night. Let me give you the categories. We have Take the Fifth. We have Mascots. We have That Was the Week That Was. We have Words That Can Go Before Fruit, and we have pronouns. So pronouns, words that can go before fruit. That was the week that was. We have Take the Fifth, and we have mascots. I don't know if Tommy's going to join us tonight. He hasn't rung. Tommy, if you're listening, a lot of people are keen. A lot of people are sending messages going, tell Tommy this, tell Tommy this. So if you are listening, Tommy, 1-300-800-222, perhaps you are hanging out with your family, basking in the glow of Fremantle's win tonight. Yeah, Joan says, we're Dockers supporters. We've got a friend coming for morning tea tomorrow who's a Sydney supporter. Interesting conversation, I'm sure. Okay, Tommy's on the line. This is excellent. All right. Okay, shall we do it? Let's get into, in fact, I think we won't even start with the challenge theme tonight. Why don't we start with this? Hey, Tommy, are you singing along?
Hello.
Hello. Everyone's very excited on your behalf, Tommy. Tell us about watching the match.
Well, I actually had a indoor cricket semi-final, so I didn't get to go, but I watched the last quarter at home when I got back.
Okay. Now, I didn't get to see it myself. Were you a bit worried that Geelong were actually going to get on top of Freo and win?
Yeah, well, we started really well. And then, like, they sort of come back, but then we ended up holding on in the end, which was good.
Okay. So where does this leave you now? You have to play Sydney next week, is that right?
Yeah, we play Sydney next week in Sydney, and then if we beat them, we go into the grand final.
Okay. Now, you can't come to Sydney next week, can you?
No. Well, we were going to, but we just decided not to. Because, like, it would just cost too much money and we'll just go to Melbourne.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we all have to hope, except if you are a Sydney fan. So that's Phil Clark for you. Do you call Phil, Tommy?
Nervous.
Yeah. You have to call Phil and have a chat because he's a big Sydney fan. But, yeah, do you think you can do it?
Hopefully, but I'm confident.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm really hoping that you get the grand final that that you're dreaming of, that that it ends up being Freo. Freo Adelaide, that's what I'm going for. Would you like that?
Yeah, Freo Adelaide.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be good.
Let's make that happen, Tommy. Okay. Hey, challenge time. Actually, Tommy, hang on the line for a moment. Just I'm going to come back to you very, very shortly because Paul the truckie, Paul, you just want to shout, give Tommy a little shout out.
I just tell Tommy, warpy time definitely works, brother, and this is
for you. Okay, Paul, you can stay there. We'll go back to Tommy now. Actually, Tommy, a few people have said I should ask you what warpy time is. What is warpy time?
Warpy time, like, they do it in, like, the fourth quarter when we're down, when it's really close, and they say, like, warpy time is victory, and these bells start ringing. Everyone's just like, screams as loud as they can to get the players lit up. It was created by Matthew Pavlich.
Okay. All right. So it's something the whole crowd get behind, this warpy time thing to G up the team. Okay. Well, a few people were saying it works. At that point, I didn't know what it was, but it obviously did.
It's pretty cool.
Well done. Okay, Tommy, would you like Take the Fifth, Mascots, Pronouns, Words That Can Go Before Fruit, or That Was the Week That Was? Question one. Who told 7:30 host Sarah Ferguson on Monday night that he was not Jesus Christ?
Is it... Is it Donald Trump?
No, it is not Donald Trump, Tommy.
Okay.
Hey,
Have a good night.
Okay, Tommy, we will fingers crossed for you for the next week. We might speak to you before the match, though.
Thank you.
Okay, there's Tommy. Oh, Paul's gone. I thought we'd go back to get Paul to ask a question, but okay, it looks like the joy of the horn was satisfying. Okay, shall we say hello to Will at Miller's Point? Evening, Will.
Hey, Suzanne, how are you going?
Hello. Will, who told 7:30 host Sarah Ferguson on Monday night that he was, quote, not Jesus Christ?
Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby Joyce is the correct answer, Will.
Great.
What would you like to do for number two? That was the week that was. Words that can go before fruit, pronouns, mascots, or take the fifth?
Words that go before fruit.
Okay. Question two. In a series of video games, what sort of mythical animal is Spyro? Huh?
Kraken?
No.
A dragon.
You've got someone whispering to you in the background, Will, so I'm afraid you're out. Mike in Oak Park.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi, Mike. I'll give you that one for free, actually, because Will did have the correct answer, although someone whispered it to him. Would you like words that can go before fruit, pronouns, that was the week that was, take the fifth, or mascots?
Well, what was the take the what?
Take the fifth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I will go for pronouns.
Question three, Mike. What is the shortest pronoun in English?
Ah.
Say that again.
Ah.
No, it is not ah. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, well. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, a lot of you are very fast with that one. Yes, Ray, Jane, Adrian, Leroy, Bernadette, Mel, all over it. Brian from The Gap. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Susan. I thought you might be kind to me tonight.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
With the question.
Well, have I been?
It's a long time since you were.
What is the shortest pronoun in English?
I
is correct, Brian. Now, Brian, you've been listening for a very long time to this show and playing the challenge. But you're never kind of on at the end to win it with me. Did you used to win back in Delroy's day?
I won once, I think. I think I've only ever won once.
Really? All these years?
Yes.
Because you must be up to, I mean, how many years? It's a lot. It's like 35 years.
No, 97 was my...
Oh, that's when you came on board.
August 97, yeah. So what's that? 29 years.
Yeah. Okay.
How long has it been going?
Oh, I think it's 35. I think it's longer. I think it started in 1989 and maybe went national in 1990.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it would be 36, 37.
Yeah. Who's got the longest run, do you know?
Who's got the what? In what way?
In listening to it.
Who is our longest standing listener? Excellent. I know that, I'm sure there are some who were there back at the very beginning. But Brian, you only came on in 97.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a virtual newcomer.
Yeah, you're not a local yet. Okay, challenge nightlifers. If you have been listening since earlier than 1997, tell us about it. We'll see if we can figure out who our longest standing listener is. Brian, if you get 23 more questions correct, 22, you can get another magnet.
22?
Yeah, 22 questions.
Would you
like pronouns, words that can go before fruit, that was the week that was, take the fifth, or mascots?
Oh, I might as well stay with pronouns.
Good luck, Brian.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Ayesha is the immortal title character of which 1887 novel by H. Rider Haggard?
What's that got to do with pronouns?
Well, I'm sure the answer's a pronoun.
Oh. She.
Oh, well done, Brian. It is she. Do you want to stay in pronouns?
Oh. Now I'm on a run.
You are on a run.
We'll keep going. Yes.
Okay. Question five. And then, 21 to go to the magnets. His, hers, mine, and yours are examples of which type of pronoun?
Possessive.
Possessive is correct. Well, tell you what, Brian, if you make it to 10, there's a black magnet. Okay, Diana's been listening since July 1995. So she predates you then?
Yes.
Okay. Diana, you are the current leader in the longest standing listener competition. Okay, do you want to stay in pronouns, Brian?
Why not?
Question six. Which two-letter word is the objective case of we?
My.
Oh, Brian.
Not so.
Not so.
Oh, stiff.
But it was lovely to hold your hand through those correct answers.
Oh, yeah, thank you for doing that.
Okay, Brian.
I'll talk to you later.
I will talk to you later too. There is Brian from The Gap. Only a listener since 1997. John in Ashfield. Hey, John.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you going?
Hello. How long have you been listening for?
I reckon since about 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple of years, but I only joined the challenge last year, I think. Just before the end of last year, I think. I'm not sure.
You've been listening for a long, long time before you finally rang.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did.
I had the courage to get on board, and I'm really happy about it.
I'm very happy about it too.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Excellent. Now, question six is this. Which two-letter word is the objective case of we?
I'm not sure.
It's not I my.
Could. I could.
No. Not I could. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Thanks, John.
Okay. See you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. Now, Julia in Perth says, I started listening in 1993 when I was driving to my night volleyball game when Tony was on Nightlife. Okay, Julia, 1993. That puts you into the lead. Here's Mark in Port Perry.
Yeah,
hi, Mark.
I'm disappointed for not Geelong got beaten.
Yeah.
I had a feeling they wouldn't win because doctors always win at Upper Stadium. I had a feeling they wouldn't win it. Yeah, so
you were going for Geelong, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to switch to Adelaide now?
Oh, no, I don't know. That close. No, I don't know. I think Brisbane Lions will flash them. Brisbane Lions will beat them easy. I can't see them winning.
Okay, Mark, let's have a go at the question. Which two-letter word is the objective case of we?
No, I don't know.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Okay, yeah.
Now, Carol says our longest listener is June from Portland. She always bragged about listening to the first quiz. Oh, yeah, but as we know, June died. Gosh, was that – it was last year. But Carol reckons she's still up there listening. Ooh. Now, Chris the Nightwatch says, I often listen to Del Rowe on a Friday night around 1986. I don't think he was on in 1986. I could be wrong. He could have been on in some form, but I don't think so. Harry in the Bay says, started listening to Mr. Delroy about 88. I mean, very early. Someone else since 1992. Listening for about 40 years, says Christine. Oh, Julie in Port Macquarie is also a 1992-er. Let's say hi to Nick at Budgieway. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm after the two-letter word that's the objective case of we.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is us.
Us is the correct answer, Nick.
Oh, wow. Well, look at me go.
Would you like to try and finish pronouns for us? Or we've got words that can go before fruit. That was the week that was. We have mascots and... take the fifth.
Yeah. I'd like to take the fifth. Can't I just get a magnet for being a nice guy?
Afraid it doesn't work that way.
I'll go with the tutti frutti one.
Yeah. Okay. Words that can go before fruit. Question 7. Which 1996 movie stars Robin Williams as a 10-year-old boy who looks much older than he really is?
Robin Williams? What? Words that go before fruit. I mean, if it was the Tom Hanks one, that would work.
Would it?
10-year-old boy. But, you know, they're big. Like, you know,
big fruit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. That's not the answer.
It's words that go before fresh.
The answer is not. It's not fresh. Thanks, Nick. Very nice. Nikki in Adelaide started listening in 1992, doing night duties. Chris is saying it could have been 87 or 88, a couple of years after moving to the Glasshouse Mountains. The brain's a bit foggy, though. I started listening when I became a train driver, someone says, in 1996. I remember listening for the first time in 1996, actually. Getting all excited about the idea of being on the quiz. Not that I did. I used to go on sometimes the evening quiz in Adelaide when I was at uni, so in about 94, 95. Now, who's up next? We have Tony in Penshurst. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you tonight?
This morning. Look, pretty well. All of the that was the week that was is untouched, so it's all there for you.
Oh, I've got to get this one first.
Yeah. Now, look, a couple of people are saying Tony Doro was doing Matchmaker. I have no idea what that means. Someone tell me what this means, that Tony was doing Matchmaker.
Many years ago, I listened to you, and there was a guy who did the matchmaking. What was that? It was very popular. It was did anybody do it on 702 though, or 2BL back then? I don't remember. We did matchmaking back then.
What are you doing? Matchmaking? As in, like, you got people on the radio and kind of talked them up and tried to see if...
It's just songs, but based on songs, you do matchmaking with songs and think, there was a... I used to love listening to it. Ian Parry Oakden, was he on 2UE? He did something like that.
So it was a song game, or was it actually something matching people?
I think they were matchmaking. There was a program that was matchmaking on the radio. Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, I have no idea if this is still in the archives. Probably not, but goodness me, that's interesting.
And people got married. There were people ringing up 20 years later saying, we got married. This is your program. It wasn't a perfect match, but it was really sweet. It was lovely.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. Next time I talk to you, hopefully I can remember from the recesses of my brain.
Yeah. Tell you what, Rod Quinn knows exactly when the show started. Someone's saying he started in 1987, Tony, and then started Nightlife went national in 1990. Yes, that is the figure I have. I do have exciting news for – actually, I'm not sure if I'm meant to say it. Anyway, I will say it opaquely. I think you'll hear Rod. I was going to say, I think you'll hear Rod again on the radio before too long.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
He's been sorely missed.
Yeah.
He does a lot of guest appearances. Yeah, you know, basically talking about everything. Literally a font of all knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brian in Wagga says he was matchmaking couples on the ABC. Someone else says I leave parties early so I get home in time to quiz. That is commitment.
I thought he was matchmaking people. I do remember that. Anyway, I listened to Del Roy a long time ago too.
Yeah, well, I know that the Tony and Magpie got married. I thought they'd met through the challenge and not through any matchmaking program.
Well, you should ask, has anybody during the quiz ever matchmade?
Well, I know we've had friends made, but are there any other love stories besides? Yeah. Okay, Tony, we better get on with this.
We'll be chatting anyway.
Okay. Which 1996 movie stars Robin Williams as a 10-year-old boy who looks much older than he really is, and the category is words that can go before fruit?
Well, the only fruit I can think about would be the jackfruit, because that's the only name.
Jackfruit is correct. Well done, Tony. Do you want more fruit questions, or do you want that was the week that was?
I'm going to save that. I'm going to try and do a run. So I'm going to go back to that was the week that was, please.
Okay, question 8. Who wrote the 1982 biography of Robert J. Hawke?
Vale Blanche Del Puget.
Blanche Del Puget is correct. Well done, Tony. Question 9. Donald Trump has declared that every adult US citizen will receive how much money if the Republicans win the 2026 midterms?
Yes, if they win the House and the Senate, and it's 5,000 smackaroos.
5,000 smackaroos is correct, Tony. Linda says that Wikipedia says that Tony started Nightlife in 87.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I must have had my facts slightly wrong there.
So he finished in 2022 then?
Tony?
No,
it was 2016.
No, 2012. So he did more than 25 years then.
Yes.
Because Ian McNamara, he's been doing it for 45 years, I heard.
And that's going to be a hard record for anyone else to beat.
No, but he's going to beat that. Well, no, Bob Rogers did one show for like 60 years or something, didn't he? He wasn't ready for 70 years, wasn't he? He was 90-something when he died.
There you go. Maybe that's the record. Okay, Tony, which school did Prince George start this week?
That'd be Eton.
It would be Eton. Also, John from Gindi says, can you please expand your levels of excitement about Australian sport other than the AFL? Had a cracker of an elimination game in the NRL tonight, Souths v Newcastle.
I'm hoping this could be a question too, so I won't say anything.
Okay. Well, it won't be. Does that excite you?
Not really, no. Well, I was thinking maybe you'd talk about the Super Bowl, like the Rams and the 49ers. Played in Melbourne, so that was a big...
That's the extra question if we thought there was something wrong with the other questions, but we don't.
Oh, well, ask me that question.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, you got question 10 correct. Question 11, what Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman sequel was released this week?
I thought you might ask me that. Practical Magic 2?
it's a film that you can't spit out of your mouth here, Tony. but it is. Well, yes.
Well, look, I won't reboot. They look beautiful. They haven't changed in 20. How many years did you say they were doing it from? Well, they look the same.
Yes, yes, they do.
I shouldn't say that. I'm being very rude. Yeah. I shouldn't say that.
John and Kindy, I'm sorry. I'm just not a league person. I just don't know how to be excited about league. Well, if I could, I would.
Person. You know that.
But if somebody is excited about league and could make up for my lack of excitement about league to give John a feeling like, you know, his sport is included in our nightlife conversation, I would appreciate it if you, you know, gave us a call and kind of let out a, yeah, some enthusiasm.
I follow the league. I'll say the Roosters against the Panthers. So, John, I do follow the league, but I'm not one of those supporters. Mm.
Well,
they're in the background.
Tony was – his team were the Roosters, weren't they?
Hmm?
Tony loved the Roosters, yes.
Yes, and also Tim, yeah, your predecessor when he was on – no, he was – yes, he was did Nice Five during the holidays. While you briefly, while you were away on holidays in Christmas a couple of years ago.
Tim?
Yeah. Webster.
Tim Webster. All right.
And he does the voiceover.
You've been paying very close attention. Okay, Tony, someone on the SMS is saying, let's chat, more quiz, please. Okay. It's not even Eric. Now, would you like the fruit, the pronouns, take the fifth or the mascots?
So we're finished with the
yes, you've water. Done it.
That's not so quick. Okay. Let's go fruit then. Let's please.
Okay.
Let's
this is question 12. Panis is the Latin word for which foodstuff? Panis is the Latin word for which foodstuff?
Would that be bread? Bread fruit?
Yes, it's bread, Tony. Well done.
Oh, keep it going.
Okay, you've got six, Tony.
Ooh, one more for my best.
Are you staying in words that can go before fruit?
Let's go fruit.
Question 13. Which symbol appears in the middle of the flags of Myanmar, Suriname, and Ghana?
Star.
Tony, you are correct. It is star.
Okay, that's how many go in fruit? I want to get a 10 now.
Well, that's food. Seven. That is seven. This is from Ali near Nicholson. I've been listening since around 1980. Well, not to this show, I would imagine, but I was 20 and my mum and dad had the radio on 24 hours a day. It used to drive me crazy back then, but because I moved out, I had to put the radio on to hear familiar voices because I was homesick. Oh, still listening 40 plus years later. Oh, that's a very nice story, Ali. Thank you for sharing that. Someone else is cranky about the chat, Tony. We must be serious now.
I'll shut up.
Okay. Question 14. Which unit of imperial weight is equal to 6.35 kilograms?
Is this in fruit? Euro. I can't be euro, can it? Euro fruit. How about that?
Euro fruit?
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of something that's mathematical in fruit. I don't think there is anything, is there? Oh, what is... Okay, I better go now. I better shut up.
Yeah, euro fruit was pretty funny. Bye.
Well, I don't know what fruit. Okay.
when you hear it, Tony, you'll get it. Harry's got it. Leroy's got it. Morgan's got it. Adrian's got it. Elizabeth says, I'm not excited about rugby league either, but Newcastle beat South Sydney tonight. I live in Lake Macquarie, so I take a tiny bit of interest when the locals play, says Elizabeth. Okay, let us talk. Oh, it's Betty. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Suzanne.
Betty, do you have any idea which unit of imperial weight is equal to 6.35
kilos? 6.35 kilos, 6 kilos.
A unit of imperial weight, and the category is words that can go before fruit.
Would it be a pound?
Oh, it's not pound fruit, no.
I want to tell you something before you go.
Go on.
I got my first magnet from Tony, And I've got a feeling it was his last night, but I'm not sure of that. But I did get my first magnet from him.
Oh, you think it was his last night?
It could have been.
Oh, it would have been about, it was the first week of September 2016, so literally about just over 10 years ago.
I don't know. I'd have to look at the magnet.
Okay. Hey, Betty, nice to chat. How long have you been listening for, actually?
Oh, gosh. I used to work a lot of afternoon shifts, and on the way home I'd be listening to Tony. Goes back to a long way. Who was on before Tony?
I don't even know. We used to shut the station down at a certain time. I think the middle of the night used to be a dead zone.
Oh, well, he went to 2 o'clock anyway.
Mm.
But any more than that, I don't know who came on afterwards. I don't know, no, because I used to usually come home and because I'd just worked, you know, my 8-hour shift or whatever, and I'd just get ready and go to bed. But when I'd be driving home, I'd often listen to Tony.
Yeah.
Remember his cat, Barbara?
Yes, 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 do. Thank you very much, Betty. Oh, of course. People are saying he didn't have magnets. He didn't either. We didn't get magnets until, yeah, a couple of years into Phil, I think. Tiffany in WA. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you?
Hello. Tiffany, which unit of imperial weight is equal to 6.35 kilograms?
I think I know this because my scales that I step on every day are analog and they're very old. They were my mother's way back when, and I think it's like one stone.
Stone, and of course, stone fruit. You stone are fruit. Correct. Well done.
Also known as droops. Stone fruit, also known as droops.
Droops, really?
D-R-U-P-E. I know, random thing to say.
I have never heard of that, but now I have. Right, Tiffany, would you like pronouns? We have one more. Would you like take the fifth or mascots?
Golly gosh, take the fifth, as in the Fifth Amendment.
However, you open it up and then you'll see.
Oh, let's go mascots.
Okay. Question 15. In the 90s, Swooshman was a mascot for which sports company?
I think Swoosh is like Nike.
You are correct. It is Nike, Tiffany. Do you want to stay in mascots?
Like this category, yes, please.
The rubbery Monsieur Bibendum is better known by what name in English?
The robbery, did you say?
The rubbery. Rubbery.
Rubbery.
Monsieur Bibendum is better known by what name in English?
Mm, golly gosh, like those inflatable things that, you know, attract you to a car sale on the side of the road? Or
it is not one of those, no.
All right, no problem. Okay. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thanks, Tiffany. Ray in the Bay, Harry in the Bay, Adrian. Yes, you figured out exactly what that is. Hello, Luke in Bayswater. Hi, Luke. Luke. Okay, we don't seem to have Luke. Well, let's try Mike in North Sydney. Hello, Mike.
Mika.
Oh, Mika, sorry.
Yeah.
The eyesight's not so good from a distance these days.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I called in last week.
Okay, Miko, question 16. The rubbery Monsieur Bibendum is better known by what name in English?
I'm only going to venture this guess because I'm originally from the States, and I'm going to say the Michelin Man.
The Michelin Man is correct, Miko.
Wow.
Do you want to stay in mascots?
No, I absolutely do not.
Well, you've got take the fifth or pronouns?
Oh, let's take the fifth.
Question 17. What's the fifth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Epsilon.
Epsilon is correct, Miko.
Hey!
Okay.
Sorry, I had to count it out. I'm actually learning Greek. That's the only reason I know.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, say something else in Greek to us.
Okay, I'll tell you how to order a coffee. Bro ma echo una cafe.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Efkaristo. That's about my one Greek word. Okay, would you like to stay and take the fifth or mascots, or there's that pronoun question left?
Ooh, take the fifth.
Question 18. What's the fifth planet from the sun?
Let's see. Mercury, Earth, Mars. Jupiter.
Jupiter is correct, Miko.
I can count them out in my head.
We heard you. We heard you. All right, you staying and take the fifth?
Yeah.
Who is currently fifth in line to the British throne?
Ooh, that would be, let's see, William, both of his children, his wife, Harry.
Prince Harry is correct, Miko.
Oh.
You're having a very nice run here. Question 20. By population, what's the fifth largest city in Australia?
Let's see. Adelaide.
Oh, Miko, you're all over it. Okay, question 21. In the Roman Catholic tradition, what is the fifth commandment?
This is going to be a hard one. Fifth commandment. Oh, I'm gonna totally ask this one. Thou shalt not harm thy mother or father.
It's not that one.
Oh.
Hey, Miko. Thanks for calling. Very nice to chat with you. AJ in Bayview, Tasmania. Hi, AJ.
Hi.
In the Roman Catholic tradition, what's the fifth commandment, AJ? It's not about your mum and dad.
I think the Ten Commandments are Old Testament, so it predates the Roman Church. I should know this, and I probably do, but I'll have to pass for a variety. Anyway, thank you very much for the program.
Do you want to at least have a guess, AJ? If you've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, I'll have to pass.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, given the amount of time you've been waiting there.
That's all right. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah. So I've got Pete from Dramana. Apparently used to be Pete in Wisconsin.
It is Pete in Dramana, who used to be in Wisconsin. I'm up in Arthur's Seat, so I think I would like to be known as Pete on the Seat.
Pete on the Seat.
Yeah, and I'll go travelling again, as you are a great traveller yourself. So this is the wrong question to ask me, because I think that...
Hello, Luke in Bayswater.
Good evening.
Okay, Luke, our question is, in the Roman Catholic tradition, what is the fifth commandment?
Suzanne, I think we had an answer already. Could you just confirm what the previous wrong answer was?
I think it was, thou shalt honour your mother and father.
Yeah, okay, which is the one I thought it might have been. I'll go with, you shouldn't kill. You shall not kill.
You are correct. It is thou shalt not kill.
If you'd asked me for all 10, I would have struggled other than that, I reckon.
I know. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's, is it ass or a wife?
Good.
Or just
good.
Whatever. Yeah. Stuff. Things. Okay, Luke. We have mascots and we have pronouns.
Let's go with mascots.
Question 22. Marg and Mort are the parents of which advertising insect?
Marg and Mort. I'm immediately going to Louis the Fly is what I want to say.
Well, you should say it if that's what you want to say.
Yeah, let's go with Louis the Fly.
Louis the Fly is correct, Luke.
Bryce Courtney wrote that jingle, as my mother always taught me.
Exactly so. He was an advertising man before he was a writer. I guess he was a writer, being an advertising man. Would you like to stay in mascots or pronouns?
Let's stay there.
Question 23. Claws, sometimes referred to as Triton, is the official mascot for which NRL club?
Oh, that is, they wear light blue. No. Claws. With the Premier and his Nathan, the dad. The dad and the son.
That's not an answer.
I'm in WA, so I've been watching the footy as opposed to the texter. The Nathan Cleary, who is at the Penrith Claws, the Penrith someone, Big Cats, Panthers, Penrith Panthers. Is that it?
Wow, you did your word association and got there, Luke.
I'm not a fan at all, except for the grand final and the origin.
Oh, dear. That was good. Someone reckons maybe the commandment should be thou shalt put the bin out. Yes.
I did that already for my lovely wife, actually, today.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that.
Yep. There you go. So I'm following it to a T.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like a thou shalt do the dishes in a timely fashion. But anyway, it's not to be. Did I say that? Okay. 24, Luke, do you want pronouns or mascots?
Let's go with pronouns.
Okay. Question 24. Now, Luke, how long have you been listening to Nightlife?
I'm from the Wheatbelt in WA, and my parents used to listen to this show driving to Perth on a Friday night. So since probably since the late 90s, I reckon, I grew up listening and doing the quiz, and my parents have probably won the quiz before.
Really?
Yeah, I'm guessing so. They were quite the quiz buffs. I can't quite claim their intelligence, but yeah, I remember listening to this in the car with the sunset.
Okay, and what? And so you moved out, and just took the tradition with you?
Yeah, I moved out, moved to Perth, and every now and then I like to just tune in. I'm actually down south on a holiday at the moment, so we're listening to you in the car on the way to the Airbnb.
Nice. Are you in the Airbnb now?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Settling in for a Friday night holiday, playing the challenge. I like it. Well, imagine if you win, that'll be quite the start to the holiday. Question 24. In a classic Abbott and Costello comedy routine, which interrogative pronoun is on first?
Abbott and Costello, interrogative pronoun.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either.
No. Abbott and Costello, who's on first, what's on second? Who's on first? Who is the pronoun? Who's on first?
Yes. Who is the answer?
Who? Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Interrogative pronoun. I see now. It's a pronoun you use when you're asking a question. I didn't even understand that myself. Wow, Luke. Well, if your parents won, then, you could be about to join them in the Nightlife Hall of Fame.
Is this it?
It is it, Luke. Can you do it? Question 25 and for the win. What colour is the Duracell bunny?
Is the Duracell bunny, which is grey or yellow, or wearing a shirt that is... The Duracell bunny, which runs quickly, is pink, wearing a grey shirt.
You are reading from the internet, Luke. I'm sorry. I'm going to go to a fresh question, and Jono from Silkwood can have a go at it. Hey, Jono.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. Who was – oh, which category would you like the bonus question in? You can have a bonus question in Take the Fifth, Mascots – words that can go before fruit. Actually, it's those three.
Just got mascot.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, this is now for the win. A 2014 tweet said that which purple mascot was the embodiment of a milkshake or taste bud? You sound a bit off.
I'm only thinking of Grimace from Macca's.
It is Grimace from Macca's, Jono. And look, you've come through, you've done a classic Bradbury, and you are now the winner of the Mighty Challenge.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Second time ringing up too.
Oh, well done. All right, I'll pop you on a hold, Jono, and you can have a yarn with the lovely Freya, and she will get you out your fridge magnet. Okay. Apparently it's interrogative, so not interrogative, but interrogative, according to many, many people who are SMSing me to tell me that I had that wrong. I have learnt. I learn a lot when you guys correct me. I do try and take it all in so I don't make the same mistake twice. So thank you. I know for all the people who are upset about the chatting, goodness me, we've ended up actually finishing nice and early.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.